study has found the stronger people get, the less likely they are to develop dementia. The trial of 100 people found those who worked to at least 80% of their peak strength twice a week restored at least some of their cognition after 6 months. Researchers don't yet know exactly how brain function and muscle strength are linked, but say people who do resistance training are likely to age better. Lexi Metherill reports.
Retiree Nielsen Warren attributes his better short-term memory to taking up a weights regime.
Yes, I do, because I'm certain of it. And in fact, my wife and I are continuing to do that. We go to a gym a couple of times every week now. And I'm certain that that's the case.
He began training after taking part in a six-month Sydney University trial. The 74-year-old says the weights program he was prescribed was no walk in the park.
I would go home after each of my days through the week, absolutely knackered.
The trial involved 100 people aged between 55 and 86 who had problems with cognitive function. Half were involved in a gentle physical activity. The other half were given a regime of weightlifting sessions twice a week for 6 months, working to at least 80% of their peak strength for about 30 to 45 minutes a day. And the researchers say the intensity of the weights training is the key to getting good results.
So the stronger people got, the better the benefit for their brain.
The study's author, Dr. Yorgi Mavros, is from the University of Sydney's Faculty of Health Sciences.
We were able to kind of restore some of their cognition at the end of the 6 months. People that were in the weight training arm of the study, half of them returned back to normal cognitive function by the end of the trial. So just because you're on a deficit doesn't mean that you can't move back up the curve and restore your cognition.
This study found a causal relationship, not just a correlation. So what is going on here? What's the actual mechanism that's improving these people's cognition?
This is the exciting thing. We don't quite know, but it gives us a very good idea where to look. Whatever is driving the strength gains seems to be driving the benefits to your brain. So whatever is making your muscles bigger and stronger is also making your brain bigger and smarter. So we think there's likely a hormonal or biological mechanism that drives strength gain that also drives cognitive changes and brain changes. So that's the next area of research that we're going to go into.
So does this imply that bodybuilders then are likely to have quite good cognition on a reduced risk of dementia?
So that's a question I get asked the most. It's definitely suggesting that they're protected against future dementia. But what I want to reiterate is that the people that we did take were kind of on a faster decline. So while we've shown that it's helpful for them to restore some of their cognition, if you're of normal cognitive function and you all of a sudden become a bodybuilder, you're not also going to become Albert Einstein. But if you do notice that you have some cognitive deficit, you may be able to restore yourself back to some sort of normal cognitive function.
Nielsen Warren feels he has better short-term memory and says the cognitive tests taken 18 months after the trial finished have been proof.
Maria, who heads up the program, Professor Singh, she told me that my results would have disqualified me from entering the SMART study in the first place. So I was very chuffed about that.
The study's findings are published in the Journal of American Geriatrics today.
Lexi Metherill reporting.